Good day, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Ken Hodge. It's time for another Take 5. Today's Take 5, we're going to talk about what it means to be over the cap on MHAs and how overtime should be distributed. First, I'm going to state the obvious, and that is mail volume this week has plummeted. But let me tell you something, and please understand what I'm about to say. It does not matter if mail volume is zero. If the Postal Service decides to stay over the cap on MHAs, then the overtime desire list is entitled. Entitled, as per the memo. It cannot be a detriment to that list. But what they do, they being management, they sell your union on the fact that mail volume is low. And I don't know, maybe there's a lack of understanding on how to actually schedule. But if mail volume is low and the Postal Service decides not to reduce the number of employees to come under the cap, then they can regulate overtime in rotation. Then it does not matter to me, and it should not matter to you, what the mail volume is. If they stay over the cap, there can be no detriment to the overtime desire list. The National Union made sure of this, but yet we don't take advantage of what our national has negotiated for us. Some people may look at that as greed, but I look at it as basic economics. If the Postal Service chooses to do what I call a Columbus, Ohio decision and remain over the cap on MHAs, then overtime desire list, there could be no detriment to you. And please do not allow the optical illusion of there's no mail to sway your decision. What you should focus on is, if there's no mail, how come you have so many people, post office? And if you look at it in that manner, then you'll understand why our national negotiated what they negotiated for us. And that is, if the post office is over the cap and it's not one of those accounting periods or selected periods, then there can be no detriment to the overtime desire list. I don't care, again, what your mail volume is, post office. If you make one decision, silly decision, to stay over the cap, then you may as well double down on that and give overtime to your overtime desire list. Now, if you're in Columbus, Ohio, here's the problem that you're going to be facing, that we're facing. We've got the lead MD0, and he thinks that all he has to do is just say you're under the cap, and that relieves the post office of their obligation. So now it's up to our union to verify, and I don't know how many people have a lot of confidence and faith that's going to happen, but I hope it happens. It's a very simple process. Total number of MHAs cannot be over 24.5%. 24.6%, you're over the cap, period. There's no questions asked. 24.5 and below, then you're good. But again, you've got an MD0 who thinks that if he says it, that's what it is. And it's incumbent upon our union to prove that to be wrong. I even shared a very simple process to ensure if we are or are not over the cap. From the day we were over the cap, take the data from that day and simply look at the personnel actions, what changed. You don't need to go through a whole lot of data to do this. Day we're over the cap, go back to the day we're over the cap, and then just trace the personnel actions that took place to now say we're under the cap. And if those actions don't add up, then Postal Service is not telling the truth again. Have a great day.